Thank you. My name is Julie Archer. I represent the West Virginia Surface Owners' Rights Organization. And obviously, you know, where and how these huge volumes of Marcellus shale drilling waste are being disposed of is a major concern. And until recently, it was actually common practice for the drillers to store their waste in open pits in the ground and to bury their drill cuttings on site on the surface owner's land. And, you know, we appreciate now that, you know, most of the drillers, at least with regard to the Marcellus drilling, are using closed loop systems, and that they are taking this waste to landfills, and that they can't bury it on site without the surface owner's consent. And, you know, we suspect that the industry actually agreed to this because they understand the dangers of naturally occurring radioactive materials or norms. And, you know, from a surface owner's perspective, we do think that it's better that it's going to landfills instead of being buried on site. But nevertheless, we do understand and share the concerns of our local solid waste authorities and our allies in the environmental community about this waste going to municipal solid waste landfills that are not designed as hazardous waste landfills. And why? It's because it's well known that the Marcellus is radioactive. Now, how radioactive? Unfortunately, we just don't know because the state has insufficient data to fully understand the levels of norms that are released from the Marcellus in the process of drilling and fracking a well. And, of course, in addition to the concerns about the radioactivity, we've heard about the concern with the tonnage caps being exceeded. They're being ignored at the direction of the DEP, and that's the practice that's being codified by this legislation. And in some instances, what we're seeing is the caps are being exceeded by a factor of three times, which is going to be a problem, you know, down the road when the landfills fill up. So what's to be done? First of all, because the Marcellus is radioactive and because drilling pits contain other potentially hazardous materials, on-site burial should strictly be prohibited. In addition, that prohibition should be coupled with a requirement that DEP complete a detailed characterization study of Marcellus shale drilling waste, and that was something that didn't happen in the studies that were mandated by the Horizontal Well Control Act, mostly because the researchers didn't have access to cuttings from the horizontal well bores. In addition, radiation monitors should be installed at the landfills with results submitted to the solid waste authorities and the DEP. And really, ideally, we would be permitting new special landfills for this waste, and the operation, the construction and operation of that would be paid for by the drilling companies through tipping fees. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. John Christensen is next with Jeff Allen waiting.